Hello and welcome to the DeMartini Show, presented by human behavior expert Dr. John DeMartini. You've tuned into the perfect show if you're interested in personal development and living an empowered and meaningful life. Each episode shares knowledge, principles, and practical tools that can help you to gain mind mastery and thereby master and inspire your life. Dr. DeMartini is a human behavior specialist and a global educator. He's also a polymath with over 49 years of extensive research across multiple disciplines. And that makes him the perfect guide to help you to empower all areas of your life. In this episode, Dr. DeMartini shares six powerful ways that you can launch or grow your coaching business, together with the highest priority action steps that you can implement immediately to start seeing results. A quick side note before we get started, all the links or downloads mentioned in the presentation are available for you to access in the podcast description underneath this episode. And if you're new to the show and you'd love to be notified of the next episode, now is the perfect time to follow the show. So get your pen and paper ready or set up your digital note taker and let's get started with Dr. DeMartini's latest presentation, How to Build an Inspired Coaching Business. Enjoy.
Your business capacity is based on the number of new clients you have times the case visit average or the client visit average. So that means that the number of clients times what is the general service, net service that you provide will determine the practice capacity, the business capacity. So how big is that business is going to be based on the number of clients you have and the number of services you provide that client. What's the average per client? So you can either do things that can enhance the number of new clients, or you can do things to enhance the upsells and the contribution that you make. So there's a higher dollar value per client. Either of those can be expanded, and I encourage both to be expanded. So you need both an internal and external marketing system for building the client numbers, but you also need to be able to provide services and up services for continued coaching services, because once you have one package, if you don't have an additional package, then they're gone and they're done and it's over with. So you want to be able to continue to expand and to help the coaching client to go to new levels and continue to grow. So you keep offering more value. Now, there is a number of responsibilities as a coach that is essential. Number one, you need to have specialized knowledge. And obviously, you need to target what that is, because you're probably not going to be great at everything, but you can be great at certain things. And you want to start with what you know. Whenever you're doing your coaching business, you want to start with what you know and what you're absolutely certain you can deliver. Many times people find out what people are, you know, needing out there, and they just kind of put that on their shingle and say, okay, well, I can do that. But it's wise to start with what you know, what you're absolutely certain you can deliver, and where you feel confident you can look them straight in the eye and I can deliver that. So here's what I ask people to do. Write down, start with what you know and let what you know grow. And target your knowledge on the topic that you really want to master, you want to unskill on. There is generic coaching, but there's also targeted coaching. And you may, if you have a love for a targeted coaching focus, then great. But you want to become the greatest in the knowledge in the field in that particular area of what you want to do. Mine was in personal development and human behavior. So I've been devouring that for 49 years. But you want to make sure that you target that area and become more knowledgeable about that area than anybody else and more aware, or you have access to resources and sub-coaches that have those specialties that you can bring those in as teams to be able to offer that service. But you want to make sure that you are delivering the highest quality information that you possibly do, something you're certain about, and something you really believe is integral with producing results. If you're not certain about the results, then you're going to have a hard time selling it. You sell most easily the thing you feel certain about, and you've delivered, and you've got track record, and you know you can do it. There's some things that I know absolutely I can deliver on, and those things I can deliver without question. And other areas that I just tell people that I'm not certain about. Let's go down the alley and let's find out. And that's not my area of expertise. And I can either bring in a specialist, or I can say, well, I'm on a learning curve with this too. Let's go work and join on that. But you don't want to mislead them. But at the same time, you want to make sure you have something you're specialized in knowledge on. You want to also define what it is that you have as a client. Who is your client? You want a high quality client. You want to define what it is that you're looking for. You know, is an entrepreneur, is a certain age, is a certain type of business? Is it because you've had a certain type of business? You know that business? When my coaching really started in the health field, I started out in the profession that I was in. I did coaching and consulting in that area. And I did about 1,000 clinics in the 80s, about 1,000 offices I consulted and coached on and assisted them in. And then that went into podiatry, it went into dentistry, and it went into other fields of healthcare. And then from there, because I knew how to grow a practice, I could take a practice from something from zero to millions of dollars. I knew how to do that, so I could help them do that. And in the process of doing it, expanded into other businesses because there was a lot of overlap. So I started in what I knew and let what I knew grow as I did, and the variations that went along with it. But I basically knew I had that information. I knew from my own track record and my own experience, I knew I could deliver on that. So start with what you know, let what you know grow. Continuously educate yourself on the topic that you're actually going to do. Make sure you're a master of that. And whatever you do, put together a package and pay close attention to the needs of the audience. Some people go out there and look at what's being sold out there and look at key, you know, language that seems to hook people, and that's fine. But the reality is that you want to make sure that you are delivering what people need. Otherwise, people aren't going to do it. There's no demand for your supply. You're going to be working uphill, and you're going to be trying to sell something that people aren't interested in. Don't make presumptions about what people need. Find out what they need. And the way you know that you're hitting what they need is because there's now demand. They're wanting your services, which can drive your prices up and drive your services up. But you want to make sure that you're basically hitting those needs. And the only way you know it is by there's a demand. There's no demand. You're not meeting people's needs. The way you're articulating the language online or the language when you're meeting people is not meeting what they're not biting. They only bite when they see something that's meeting their values. Every human being has a set of priorities. Every client you'll ever have will have a set of priorities. And they have a set of values that they're wanting to fulfill. And if you don't know what they are, you know, on my website, there's a Dr. DeMartini value determination process. If you haven't gone through that and learned those questions and possibly even come and learn that skill at a training or whatever, you may want to find that, because I know a lot of coaches, when they incorporate that into their game, it definitely upgrades their outcome. They grow more clients because they're now knowing how to determine what the people are actually looking for. And then you can provide the services accordingly. But you first need to go and find out, you know, and when you're selling, you got to meet and greet people. Then you got to gain some rapport with them. Then you establish some needs. You need to confirm those needs. You need to then offer a solution that matches that need, not presuming, but matches that need. Then you need to handle the obstacles, which are usually inversely proportional to how well you meet that need. And then you end up closing the deal and then providing the services and stimulating referrals. So you want to make sure that you have your website that has the information on there that is presenting and greeting them, making sure you're asking questions to establish, because to sell is not to tell, it's to ask questions. Almost every day I get people trying to offer me services online and tell me what I need. I just delete them. Unless you're asking questions and establishing a need, you're wasting time. Don't ever try to offer a service until you establish a need. Don't try to offer a service that you don't know you're skilled at just to get a client. Because then your brand will be affected when it's something you're not masterful at and you're not going to actually deliver on. So don't be desperate, selective, be targeted. And then put together an amazing package that's irresistible, a package that somebody is definitely going to want. And maybe you have to start out at a rare fair fee and then work your way up and grow your brand. You know, I've many times delivered on a little deliverable on something and on a plane. I've been on a plane, somebody flying with somebody, and I start talking to them and I start helping them on something, establish some needs and establish some things and help them right on the spot. I don't even charge them for it, just help them and show that I'm caring and working with them. And then when they turn around and ask, well, do you have a card or do you have information? And then I can tell them about a service. But I usually kind of whet their appetite and give them some wow factor that's mind-blowing to them. And then they go, wow, I could use more of this. And then they're interested. But don't ever try to close a deal until you've established a need and confirmed a need and made sure that you have something that really delivers on that need. That's important. But making sure that you actually target that and qualify the client. I had qualifiers, you know, before I can accept you as a client, there are certain qualities and certain criteria that successful clients meet, and write out the criteria. You know, they need to make sure that they're on schedule when they come in, that you do your meetings, make sure that they're paying and keeping current with the financial responsibilities, making sure that they're applying the principles and not doing it, or otherwise we won't continue. You need to qualify the client so you're not sitting babysitting people and pushing people uphill. That's why, again, you want to make sure you know the value system, because the only thing you can expect your clients to do is going to be what they value most, what fulfills their values most. If you don't know what their value structure is, you're going to have a challenge. That's why I train people and coaches on that process, because that's a crucial component. Because in the area of your highest values, you excel. In the areas in your lower values, you don't. And many people don't know what their value structure is, the hierarchy of values that they live by. And that's what determines their perception, decisions, and actions. And then as a result of it, they're trying to get them to do something that's low on their values, and they procrastinate, hesitate, and frustrate. They're not acting on it. And then you're frustrated because you're not getting the results with them. And they're frustrated because they had a fantasy that they were going to get a result that was outside what they value. That's a component that's really crucial if you want to get results. Another thing you want to make sure you're doing is when you're qualifying a client, you have some sort of metrics and some sort of KPIs that you're following on them, in addition to following on yourself, in addition for them following on themselves. You know, what exactly are you measuring? You want to make sure you have measurables in there and accountables so you can actually measure things. You want objective data, not subjective responses. Sometimes they'll tweak what they're saying to match so they don't get scolded or whatever. But let's get some objective data so you can measure things by it. You know, when I was working with clients, we used to have number of new clients and the number of visits and the number of the dollars per visit. And we had a bunch of KPIs on there, the overall case visit average, the collections ratio. Everything in their business, you need to be able to have those monitoring metrics to be able to know what you're doing with the business. And you or somebody that's working underneath you is monitoring those metrics and keeping current with it, because otherwise you don't know what you're really accomplishing, other than they might tell you something and then they might all of a sudden drop out if they're not really being honest. So make sure you have a metric, make sure you care. They're not interested in working with you unless you are really interested in getting a result for them. And you need to have that as your mission. And you want to be clear on your mission. What exactly is your mission? Who are you wanting to serve? And what is the outcome you want? And what is really deeply meaningful? And don't put something just for fun. Put something that's truly and inspiring. You know, I've been involved in personal development and human behavior for 49 years and teaching. You know, I have a track record. This is not something I just do for a weekend here and there. I do it every day, 7 days a week. Target what it is you work on, so you can't wait to go and serve them. When you do, that enthusiasm, that inspiration, that gratitude for getting a result and that love for doing it, and the certainty because you know something about it, and the presence, and when you're really doing something you're engaged in, is definitely going to be a marketing mechanism. You know, Peter Lynch, in his One Up on Wall Street many years ago, said that, you know, when he's deciding to buy stock in his you know, investments, he goes to the actual company after he does his technical and quantitative analysis. He goes to the company and actually looks for people in the company and looks and see if they're grateful for their job, loving what they're doing, inspired by the vision, enthusiastically working, certain in their skills, and present with their clients. If they do, that company's going up. And so you want to make sure you're doing that, because if you want your company to go up, you're going to exemplify that. Another thing is to make sure that you save a portion of whatever your profits are. You know, I learned a long time ago, when I was 27, I'm 67 now, 40 years ago, that take a portion of whatever you make and make sure you put it into savings until you have a cushion, and then put it into investments. If you're not saving and investing on every client, you're going to stop your growth, I promise you. Until you invest in you, don't expect others to. Until you value you, don't expect others to. Until you invest and put money away where you get passive income coming in and have a cushion for stability, don't expect a consistent, stable business. You want to make sure that you do it. I started out at a little $200 a month, $300 a month, $500 a month, $750 a month, $1,000 a month, $1,100. I kept increasing at 10%, and my margins kept getting more profound every time I did it. When you manage money wisely, you receive more business and more money to manage. So you want to make sure you're saving and investing no matter what. Don't wait until you say, well, when I get some extra, then I'll save. No. You save and invest up front, because entropy is going to take away your potential profits and unexpected bills are going to come in if you don't automatically pay yourself first. The wealthy vote always known that. There's basically a law that if you don't fill your day with high priority actions that inspire you, your day is going to fill up with low priority distractions that don't. If you don't put your money into asset accumulation, it's going to end up with depreciable consumables that are unexpected bills. And once I learned that and I forced my savings and kept increasing it, automating it, no emotion, just automated electronically, my business just started growing. It started growing locally and then eventually globally. And now I'm financially independent because I did that. And the more people, more wealth you have, the more people want to do business with you. Believe it or not, the nobility and power and influence and wealth, those are all things that magnetize and draw people to you. So if you're struggling, don't expect but struggling clients. But if you're valuable and you've empowered yourself, then you end up with more powerful clients. You know, I would say that if you have $1,000 saved, you get thousandaires. You get $1 million saved, you get millionaire clients. If you get $10 million, $10 million, you got $10 million clients. You got $100 million, you get $1 million clients. You're going to resonate and draw in people that you've mastered. You know, if you also aren't going to grow a business on a global level unless you have an astronomical vision. I've said for years that if you want to be number one in your community, you need to have a big vision as big as your city. If you want to be number one in the city, you need a vision as big as your state, province. If you want to be number one in the state, you need a vision as big as your nation. You want to be number one in the nation, you need a vision as big as your world. And if you want to be number one in the world, you need to have an astronomical vision. What is your vision? How do you see your clients?
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now, let's continue with this episode.
If you were to ask yourself, if all of a sudden my clients were to double, would I be able to handle it? What's my weak link? Where's my block in the growth process? And be prepared for it. People that are really great coaches are basically people foresighting, and they're thinking advanced and not just reacting in hindsight. They're foresighting. If all of a sudden I doubled my business, where would I break down and where would my bottlenecks be and how do I solve in advance? And making sure that you're delegating things. You know, if you're doing a one-on-one client, you're probably going to, if you don't have any staff members or anybody that you're delegating things, you're probably going to be trapped doing things. And you're going to be scheduling and you're going to be doing administrative work. Frankly, I stopped that when I was 27. I gave that up 27, 28. You know, you want to make sure that you do what you do best, which is doing the deals and doing the service and delegate the rest away. You're not going to grow your business unless you delegate. And don't do desperate things. Anytime you do lower priority things, you're going to have clients that are going to do the same thing and they're not going to get results because you're not going to get results. Make sure you prioritize what you do. You know, go through and make a list of everything you do. Look at how much it produces per hour and prioritize it. Make sure you look at how much meaning it has. Make sure it's doing something that's inspiring to you that produces the most. And the services, make sure you then find out what it costs to delegate it. Look at the spreads on what it produces versus what it costs. And hire people to do the lower priority things. So you're not doing, you know, the trivial administrative things. It's important for the business, but not for you. You have an area of expertise that can charge thousands of dollars per hour, possibly, and or hundreds at least. And so in the process of doing that, you don't want to be doing something that's a $50 an hour job, or you're going to be devaluing yourself. And once you do, they do. They're not going to value if you don't value. And so that starts with you. When you know how to manage your own time and manage your own business effectively, you're going to be able to draw more people to you because they're going to see that result. Also, when you meet people, you know, you want to ask them questions and establish needs, as I've said, and interact with them. you know, I'm a firm believer that wherever I go and whoever I meet and greet, the more I treat, as they say. And so you want to expose yourself. And the greatest way to leverage yourself is speaking. Without a doubt, my life is where it is because I learned how to be a public speaker. If you're not taking advantage of public speaking, I think you're going to make it harder on yourself to grow your business. So if you're not used to being on YouTube and doing, you know, the social media games and doing podcasts and doing messages and exposing yourself to thousands, if not millions of people, then you're probably going to limit the outreach. And it's nothing wrong with growing organically. That's fantastic. The best clients are still referrals, but you might as well expose yourself. I go on podcasts every day. I go on keynote speeches. I expose myself to literally millions of people every year. Millions of people every year. We've done nearly 200 million this year. So if you look out and go outreach to thousands of people and you have a website that's got some traction and it's got something of value on people, then you're going to have people calling in and communicating and trying to get the information. But if you're not exposing yourself, then you've got a linear growth instead of an exponential growth. And you want to take advantage of that. If you have a book published, that helps also, because then now you're perceived a little bit more qualified as an expert. You know, I've had many books on my thing. I'm in the process of doing 10 more. In the process of doing that, that helps target. It helps marketing. I don't make big money on those books. That's not where my focus is, but it's good marketing areas on it. I sell thousands of books around the world. I think we're in 39 languages. But at the same time, that also helps. And I put out articles. I've written for 1,500 plus magazines around the world and newspapers. So constantly getting out there and exposing messages out there and to get your brand recognition out there is part of the game. And I don't know, you know, there's no shortcuts on that as far as I know. You're not going to do it. I've seen people go out and grow their business from Clubhouse and social medias, but it's delivering it. It's all boiled down to delivery. If you're not actually making the delivery on the products, services, and ideas, then, you know, you're not going to keep clients. And also you want to make sure you have at least 3 upsells. That's been my observation. Whatever package you offer them, have a more advanced package and have another more advanced package so that you keep delivering more value to them and make sure it's real value. Make sure you have something. You know, I know a friend that did a coaching business and he brought in other expertise and they kept coming, the clients kept coming through him because he kept bringing in other expertise and he wasn't afraid of having other expertise because they associate with him. And he grew thousands of clients that way and had big conferences periodically from coaching because he kept bringing in extra special consulting services and then had discussions. So he'd bring in a specialist and then they would have a discussion and he knew the information and they knew the information and they all just kept growing together. If you're not growing and adding to your knowledge base on a daily basis and researching and studying and learning and growing, you're probably not going to keep current and fresh and you're not going to be enthused. I found many, many years ago that if I'm constantly researching and filling in gaps in the giant cosmic puzzle of life, and I have something that's new and inspiring to deliver, I can't wait to deliver it. People can't wait to get it. So I'm constantly putting that energy in there. And also, you want to ask yourself, what is the highest priority action I can do today to conserve my clients the most? What is the number one thing that they need? And where do I get the knowledge to go and deliver that? And make sure that I get you know, expertise that's solid. Don't give fluffy stuff. Give something that stands the test of time. I like studying the classics. I don't want to be a fad. I don't want to be just a temporary trend. I want to be a classic something. So I stand on the shoulders of the greatest people, greatest in the field, and devour their literature and study the things and go and attend classes and go and make sure I'm getting feedback and metrics. I want to make sure I've got knowledge that when I say it, I'm certain about it. I know that I can deliver on that. If you do that, you're likely to grow the business. So in a summary here, I'm going to say that you want to target the clients that you know you can deliver most. Start with what you know, let it grow. Make sure you gain specialized knowledge in it. Make sure you know what your mission is and what you're really committed to, not what you just think it is, but what does your life demonstrate you're really committed to? Target that. Something that you're working on in yourself is usually the common thing that you want to specialize on. That's part of the game. Make sure that you're saving and investing a portion of it. The more cushion you have in your business, the more stable it will be. And the more you're increasing your savings and investments, the more business you're going to get. I guarantee it. If I could come into your business and force you to do that and structure it for you, I guarantee you I could grow your business very rapidly. I've done this. I've done it for thousands of people, and I'm absolutely certain it will work for you. So make sure you're saving and investing a portion of your business. And make sure also, if you haven't learned about the Demartini method, the method I have on how to resolve emotional baggage and distractions that are stopping people from, you know, distractions are things they get infatuated with or resent that they get emotional about, because until they can manage more emotions, they're not going to go and excel in their business and coaching business. Make sure you go and do the value determination process on my website. It's free. It's complimentary. It'll be a tool that will be very helpful, because people are only going to live according to their values, not yours. And don't project onto them assumptions, and don't make assumptions about what they need. Find out, get metrics, follow through on the metrics, and care enough about them. You know, if your innermost dominant thought is to go out and help them grow their life and their business and do it, help them master their life. That's been my dream since I was 17 years old, to help people do something extraordinary with their life and master life. Whatever that area of coaching is, it make sure it's legit from you. Make sure it's your heart, it's soul. If it doesn't bring you tears of inspiration doing it and serving people, and if you're not documenting the feedback you get, every time you get a thank you from a client, document it. Put it into categories. So you have a list of all the different testimonials and documents that you have. Some of the most inspiring thing, I have a daily gratitude journal that I have all the thank yous on and all the clients that come in every single day. And those inspire me. And those are stories I can use. And that's information I can pass on. And it's anecdotes that you can help other clients with. So keep records of all the results you get with people and just keep growing that base. So that way you're being fueled by the contribution. You know, when we may make a difference in people's lives, that's the thing that makes us most inspired to get up and want to go do more of it. And that's something that when you're enthused about doing it, then people, they come around to watch you burn when you're enthused. I found a long time ago when I'm really inspired and my innermost dominant thought is my clients, the innermost dominant thought for them is getting my service. So make sure you do it. To write down all the names of the people you want to serve. I found that if you're out of sight, out of mind. I remember going to a doctor's office one time and I said, I want you to list all the client names you have and start doing it. And the second you have a 1 second pause or 2 second pause between the client's names, we'll stop. And they started rattling off the names and they got to 68 names. And I said, all right, that's you're running out of names now all of a sudden. And we looked and we found out that his practice capacity, his business capacity was exactly 68. That's what he was averaging in his client base per day. And it was really interesting because if they're not in your mind, they're not in your life. So you keep a record of those people and keep monitoring and see what they're doing and look and monitor their progress and keep a master sheet on the thing and make sure you're doing that. And then stimulate referrals. Have a goal to be able to have for every client you have that you generate 5 or 10 new clients out of it. Make that as a goal. I used to have what I call the enchanted forest in my office. We had for every patient we had a name for them. And then we had a place for them to write one, which I call grass people, a few, 3 to 5, which was herb people, up to 10 was bush people, and anything over 10 was forest people. And we kept records of all the referrals it did, and we used to ask him, it says, have we done something that's not fulfilling to you? Because we see that you've only referred one person here, and most of our clients refer about 8. And it said, well, you know, and ask them, what are we doing that's not fulfilling your things? And then make sure you fill in that need and make sure you do it so they have an inspiration to do it. And then they know that they're expected to refer. And because people that really are inspired, it's a sign that they're wanting to refer people. They're inspired by their results. And if you're not getting the results, then they're not going to get referrals. So make it a point that that's your innermost dominant thought's got to be about the results of their life. When they can see that you're about making a difference in their life, they're gonna want to refer because they have people. They want to look good in front of people. So look the part, dress the part, be the part, and go the extra mile. You know, it's the sizzle, as they say, and it's the person that goes the effort. Be willing to do whatever it takes, travel whatever distance, you know, deliver whatever it takes to get the results and watch what happens. And I know that will help on the coaching business. I just hit a few highlights of things that I found in my own business, but value yourself, because if you do, they'll value you and make sure you do what you can to make a difference in their life. Then it's really specific and find out what their real needs are, not what you assume their needs are. To help you on this journey of being a great coach, I put together a free masterclass called Accessing Your 7 Greatest Powers. This is a gold mine. The information on this, I guarantee you, can be transposed right on into helping the clients. So you've got more to offer them and something inspiring to them. And so please take advantage of this free on-demand masterclass, Access Your 7 Greatest Powers. This will, I guarantee you, give you some more information you'll be able to deliver with. And it's all about deliverables. It's all about results. And so if your innermost dominant thought is about transforming their lives and making a difference, you know, a gentleman made a difference in my life when I was 17 years old, named Paul Bragg. That night on the floor, sitting there in a little recreation hall when he was speaking, I said to myself, someday I want to do like this man. I want to be able to make a difference in people's lives. If you're absolutely inspired to make contribution and make a difference and serve people and make serve ever greater numbers of people, and you're willing to do whatever it takes, travel to distance, pay whatever price to give that service, and you're willing to value yourself and invest in yourself and with education and learning and constant growth and expansion and stick to what you know and be integral with that, and then go out there and do whatever it is to expose yourself with speaking, you're going to grow your coaching business. Please take advantage of the masterclass and the seven accessing your seven greatest powers. Please go online and get the value determination process. It's a goldmine to help people with. And come and join me at the Breakthrough Experience so I can teach you the DeMartini Method. It's a tool with 1,000 uses that is absolutely essential for coaches. And I look forward to seeing you next week or whatever program we do. Every week I'm doing something else to try to help people expand their lives. And thank you for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you next week. Please take advantage of the masterclass. I'll see you next week.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. And if you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, please follow the DeMartini Show. That way you'll be notified when we add the next episode. And if you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website on www.drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on our blog, and there's also a free training page that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab on the homepage. You can also use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to help you to achieve your goals and dreams. And we'd also love to invite you to join us in the Staying Inspired Facebook group. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay inspired, and take the action steps to empower all areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused and stay inspired.